We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kind of easy, not easy, but it makes the most sense to take Lamont Wade Jr. So anyway, I was thinking about this after Guru posed the question, and I kind of made a list, and I think I was on to something because there's about eight guys on this list that I don't know if I'd want them up or, you know, they'd be my first choice, but I wouldn't mind them up. But to answer your question, if I had one at bat for one Giants player with the game on the line right now, and it can't be Lamont Wade Jr., I'm taking Buster Posey. I would take Posey because obviously he's got the pedigree. He's got a good eye. He's got a high batting average this year. He's always come through in the clutch for the most part as a Giant. But there's other names on this list, guys, that you could make a case for. I would just want the reason I come down on Posey is because he's kind of the Giants. He's the closest thing to the face of the Giants in the last decade. He's having a resurgent year. Give me Posey up for all the marbles. I'd feel as comfortable as I could feel with Posey at the plate in that kind of situation.
I'm not mad at you, Dibs. I got Brandon Crawford with the good hair. I got Crawford, and I'm not mad at Posey, but I go back to that Friday night game against the Dodgers, and he was scuffling a little bit. And, you know, the fastball, he wasn't catching up with it, and I'm like, oh, man, is he tired? Can he get that energy back? But for just this season, it's Crawford. And not only, Dibs, when you need a homer, the long ball, he can give that to you. He also, to me, in crunch time, knows what he's trying to do, and he'll go the opposite field. I'm going with Brandon Crawford.
That's a good call. I think that I would still, you know, if Lamont Wade Jr. is off the table and you have to go elsewhere looking for somebody to come through with the big knock, I'd probably go Brandon Belt right now. Put that C on the chest. You know, give me some electrician's tape and let me fashion a C and throw it on there because he's playing great right now. He's swinging confidently. He looks like Gallagher hitting watermelons back in the late 80s right now. Just the way he's splattering the ball.
Not bad. Don't you think, and maybe I'm onto something here, or we're onto something here. The three guys we picked were Crawford, Posey, and Belt.
Wow.
I mean, think about that.
But it was after the new guy, though, who was the real answer, I believe, for us three is Wade. Stein.
You know what, though? I'm gonna stand by my guy.
Okay.
Because, and I'm not saying Melanson is fish or easy prey, but man, if you're talking about a big at bat, that tells me that the closer's in for the other team, and I'd rather have a veteran up there than a I know he's not a first year player, but a guy with less experience. But that's just me. Here's another guy I have a couple guys on here. You know who I would not mind up with the bases loaded at all?
I already got the answer.
Tommy La Stella.
No.
Tommy La Stella. That's a tough out with the bases loaded and two outs. He doesn't strike out a lot, works the count, keep the line. And that's kind of what I'm getting. I think they got a few guys who I think know what they're doing in those kind of situations. So I feel okay with La Stella, too, guys.
You could throw him in there, and Tommy. You know, Evan Longoria would be another guy who, you know, professional hitter. And, you know, Lamont Wade Jr., late night Lamont, of course, is the guy. Steven Duggar in the eighth drove a ball that should have been, could have been a home run, but Will Myers brought it back, the Giant killer himself. But maybe this Giants team is Myers proof, a guy who has been, you know, a thorn in their side over the course of previous seasons. But right now, not the case. This Giants team, the way that they're going about it, turning that double play, 3-6-1 in the ninth inning, just a terrific play.
On a bobble.
On a bobble, exactly. And Brandon Crawford, you see him at second base, Goo. He's like Fred Astaire over there. He gets there, and in one motion, he catches it and obviously drags across the bag, steps and throws in time back to the pitcher covering Tyler Rogers. That double play was a thing of beauty.
Yes. Is he, Steiny, the best? And I'm asking both of you, but I'm not doing this for the sake of the exercise, so the people driving around that may run off the road, Darren Ruff. I mean, when it's high leverage situations, I've seen him come through. I've seen it hit it. I've seen him hit it out the park. But I mean, there's a whole list guys that are worthy. But about Crawford, is he the best shortstop in Giant history?
I think he has
at the plate and with the leather. I'm thinking, I mean, like you're the winner, Johnny LeMaster. That's a joke.
I mean, over the course of his career, I think you'd have to say yes. I mean, I know I had a year where he hit 37 homers, I believe. It's not Royce Clayton. I think it's got to be Brandon Crawford. You know, I mean,
wow,
he's an MVP candidate, or you know, going to get some considerations. I was even thinking Wilmer Flores and Donovan Solano.
Man,
I mean, you know, professional hitters. And here's the guy we forgot. Curly, get back here. You're going to love this. How come nobody mentioned Curly with the game on the line, okay, and you need somebody to come through? How about the guy who's perfect in this situation, Kevin Gausman?
Kevin Gausman
put him up with the game on the line. He'll come through. You like that, don't you, Curly? Mm-hmm. All right, now hit it. Hit the ball.
I would have cussed out the pitcher for allowing that to jump off if that's how we lost that game. What are you doing? That's the pitcher. Throw some high heat, back him up, and strike his ass out. You letting him – he went Barry Bonds on the sack fly to win it. You kidding me, Dibs? The pitcher let his team down. I would have been hot. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, I know you're getting revved up, and I like it. Up in 15 minutes, Guru's gripes. But while Gausman's been injected – into the conversation, guys, let's put the rat on the table about Kevin Gausman. I mean, he was your ace early, but right now it doesn't seem like he's your ace. What are we feeling about Kevin Gausman right now?
For me, Dibs, it's in a way, it doesn't matter how you feel about Gausman. He's your number two, and you're locked into him. He has to be. He has to be. I mean, like, we can worry about him, and there's reason to worry. He hasn't been as good in the second half. We know that, but that's it. I mean, that's just the way this one's going. He's going to pitch the second most important game in the postseason, whatever Kapler believes that is. But I don't think we're at the point when you're going to throw Cueto ahead of him, and I don't think you're at the point where you're going to throw DeSclafani ahead of him.
That's where I was going to stop, Steiny, because you always remind us DeSclafani's numbers against the Dodgers, and you get a little, like, I don't know. But what I'm seeing from Gausman, Steiny, I'd rather give DeSclafani the ball knowing, because his last outing against the Dodgers, just one, was better than the career stuff. But Gausman just seems tired, Dibs, and he seems like a different pitcher than he was early on, to where we were like Cy Young, making the ball disappear. Stuff. The guys, they're laying off now, man, and I just don't know, Steiny, if Gay will give him the ball knowing what we saw last night. I mean, that exactly wasn't encouraging. It wasn't.
Yeah, a little troubling. He gave up three home runs, two to Machado. And, you know, he's been a little bit found out, but I think Steiny's right about options. You don't have a lot of options right now. Logan Webb gets the ball if you have everything lined up. If you can line it up how you want, it's Logan Webb. After that, I still think it's Gausman over DeSclafani. Wood right now is in that mishmash of Wood, Cueto, Kazmir, and an opener. And that's where you don't really know where it's going to go from there. Hopefully, by the time you get into that situation, hopefully you get a series and you avoid the wild card game. That way you can really line it up how you want. Season ends on Sunday. You don't have to play a one-game playoff on Monday, and you're not in the wild card Wednesday. Well, then you get to really line it up. And if we can line it up good, kick it through my neighborhood, Motorola phone, fat rims in the Kenwood would be how that goes. You would go Logan Webb, then you would go Kevin Gausman, then Dee Sclafani to me. And then based on how that goes, you may go back to Logan Webb for game four.
Yeah, I think I still think I would go with Gausman ahead of Dee Sclafani. That's just me. Mm. I was also thinking about that game last night, and you know how the Giants have had some good fortune. And again, I'm not saying they're lucky, but you know that ball, like Wade Jr.'s ball, just eludes the shortstop. Then the left fielder makes a really good throw and belts out, but he can't hold on. It was just like – it was just so, – and Tim Kuhn, formerly of the San Francisco Chronicle, now works for ESPN. I just saw he – there's a story out where he's like how the you know, Giants are winning games in surprising fashion, and they've done it so much that they're making surprising not surprising anymore. And it's true. I mean, they have just – this has kind of been a magical regular season for the Giants, but it's all going to come down to what happens after the last regular season game, number 162.
I'm with you, and is it fair, guys, that I'm saying if it doesn't happen in the postseason and those late-inning heroics are not – we don't see them, do we dare write a column, Steiny, or come here and share, Dibs, that the magic ran out? Because I don't think there's anything that can happen to this ball club in the postseason that will stain the memories that we've gotten last night, Friday night, down 4-0 to Arizona. There's so many that I honestly believe just getting to the postseason, whether it be the wild card game or a series, Dibs, I'm not going to do the takeaway, and I'm proud of myself. I'm just not. This thing is real. Over 162 or 3, and things are different in the postseason. I'm not going to rip them if they don't continue it, Steiny, if they don't get it done, Dibs.
If they wind up in the wild card and they lose the wild card game, they should not be ripped. They're going to probably win between 103 and 107 games. If they win 105 games and they end up in a flat-footed tie with the Dodgers and you lose 163 and then you lose the wild card on that subsequent Wednesday, you can't rip this team. I think that they are rip-proof at this point, no matter what. Even if they go into that wild card game and they lose 15-0, if it all falls apart on that Wednesday in October, still, I don't think you can rip this team for anything.
I agree. But you know what? There's going to be a lot of I don't know if it's going to be ripping, but there's going to be a lot of, see, this doesn't translate to the postseason. See, they got every break in the book during the regular season. I don't think anybody's going to be saying, you know what, the Giants, choke artist. Like that, I don't think. But here's the other thing. The one-game playoff, everybody, one-game playoff, so scary. Oh, it's so scary. It's like going into a haunted house.
Right.
Oh, no, the one-game playoff, the one game. It's like, you know what? I get it's only one game, but the Giants are the most equipped team to win one game. Like, they have the other than, like, having Max Scherzer, they've got the team to win a one-game playoff. And if that's, in fact, what it is, a one-game playoff, let me tell you something. Your boy Steiny, he's going straight to BetQL.
So you're confident in Rodgers, Steiny?
I'm putting big money on the wild card game if the Giants are in it to win it. Absolutely. What do you mean Rodgers? What's wrong with Rodgers? One of the best relievers in baseball.
Yeah, but we've seen him have hiccups.
So Kelly Jansen had hiccups, too.
He had one last night. He got out of it, but I'm with you.
I mean, like, you can't – what are Tyler Rogers' numbers? Anybody have them up?
Well, when he goes in the eighth and ninth inning, he's Jekyll and Hyde. So McGee is your closer. You know what I mean? If you put him any other time, Dibs, you don't get the same results. So to me, those numbers mean something. And McGee now having he's got the issue with his what's the muscle, Steiny?
You know, the oblique.
Yeah, the oblique. I mean, how long is that going to linger? I mean, that's just kind of like damn, that's kind of scary.
Well, wait, what was that injury again?
Oblique.
Oh, yeah, that's the way the outlook looks, bleak.
I'm going to give you at the four, Steiny.
Oh, thanks, Goo. Appreciate that. That's a bleak outlook for that. By the way,
74 innings pitched, 74, and he has a 3.25 ERA, 0.986 whip for Tyler Rogers.
Okay, thank you for those numbers. Yeah, so maybe he is going to cost him. I mean, maybe Gosman will cost him because he's struggled. Text line saying that we've overthought the question about who we want at the plate with the game on the line. A lot of people saying don't overthink it. It's Chris Bryant.
And that KB,
that goes to show you. I mean, you're right. He's right. You know, I'm not saying we're wrong, but Chris Bryant's got a World Series win. He's got pedigree, and he's got probably the most pure power on the team.
Steiny, here's a little bit of an update based on what Goo was saying. Eighth inning Rogers versus ninth inning Rogers. In the ninth inning, well, actually the eighth inning for Rogers, 46 2/3, 0.96 ERA for Tyler Rogers, and opponents are batting, well, 231 against him. In the ninth inning, 20.1 innings, ERA of 4.87. And I know it's a little bit skewed. He's had a couple of really rough ones. But to Guru's point, that eighth inning, 46 2/3 innings, 0.96. So if you can avoid throwing him in there in the ninth, you're going to be a lot happier. Jake McGee, you need to have him back as soon as you can, especially in those postseason games.
Boy, that's an incredible stat, and I wonder what the reason is for it.
Pressure?
It could be pressure. It could also be the at-bats are different for a guy going up in the ninth. He's got to grind more than a guy in the eighth, but I'm just talking off the top of my head. I have no idea.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.